Hi there. Guess what? We've got some news. We're not going to be tweeting using the Surrey Spoilt hashtag anymore. But we should explain what Surrey Spoilt has been all about. You see, we've been running an experiment for the last few weeks, and now it's time to explain what we've been doing. Surrey Police has been on Twitter since 2009. Wait, that's 3 years. Has it really been that long? We've learned a lot over that time, and particularly in the last year. We've learned it's fun to join in with big events. Does anyone remember the Olympics? We've learned that people sometimes say good things about us on Twitter. We've learned how quickly rumours can spread, and we've learned a little bit of humour along the way. We've also learned, though, a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, such as the technical difficulties of giving more of our 5,000 staff access, the importance of trying things out, and about the legal implications of Twitter. All this is well and good, but we are here to relentlessly pursue criminals, and one of the big questions we wanted an answer to was, can Twitter help us to solve crime? Not the big, shocking crimes that make everybody stop in disgust. We know very well that a tweet about a shocking, unprovoked attack on a member of the public will get a response from the public, and often the key piece of information we need to catch whomever is responsible. And we're very grateful to everyone that retweets our witness appeals, so thank you for your support. But the question for us is, could it solve the smaller crimes that upset and frustrate people due to their pointlessness? What we call minor criminal damage, the scratched car, the vandalised fence, or the smashed window? To properly answer this question, we needed to run an experiment. So this is what we did. The key thing in solving criminal damage is information. Someone always knows who was responsible, or they have a suspicion, but they don't always want to tell us. We wanted to know what was the best way to encourage them to come forward with that piece of information. For the last 3 months, anyone who has reported a criminal damage incident has been put into one of four categories. We either treat their case exactly as we would normally, call this our control group, business as usual, or we've organised for one of our PCSOs to pop round and do a bit of investigation, or we've sent an email to key members of the community, such as Neighbourhood Watch, asking for information, or we've sent a Surrey Spoilt tweet. We've then waited to see whether the crime was solved. Which technique helps us get the information we need to help solve the crime? This is a proper scientific experiment. But that meant we couldn't tell you what we were doing, as it would skew the results. So, the big question. Does Twitter help us solve minor crimes? No, it doesn't. We didn't get any information from the public as a result of Twitter that we couldn't have got in any other way. So, does this mean it's been a waste of time? Hell no! It's taught us a lot, and there have been some great things that wouldn't have happened without it. For instance, the tweets are put out by our contact centre, the lovely people who answer the phone at 2 in the morning when you call 999 or 101. When someone handed a lost wallet into us, we were quickly able to find who the owner was by Googling their name and matching the photo on the driving licence to their Twitter avatar. Before Twitter, we'd have had to send someone round to their house to prove they still lived there and return it, by which time they'd have cancelled all their cards and had a whole load of frustration. Instead, our contact centre sent them a tweet and they were able to come and pick it up. That wouldn't have happened without Surrey Spoilt. So, not all bad then. But will we continue with hashtag Surrey Spoilt? No. We have kept all the comments we received about the experiment, and we get the message, you just don't like it. But thanks for listening, thanks for letting us hashtag Surrey Spoil your Twitter feed, and if you've got any questions or comments, please send us a tweet with the hashtag No More Surrey Spoilt.